It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Nearly one in five Americans say they've been let go or had hours cut due to coronavirus. That's this week's Marist poll. States across the country, including Wisconsin, are revising their unemployment insurance program to help people who are struggling with the closure of schools and businesses because of the novel coronavirus. The Department of Workforce Development has new guidelines on COVID-19. Have your hours been reduced or are you getting laid off? Are you seeking unemployment assistance? Join in with your questions at 800-642-1234. Amy Banicki is Deputy Administrator of the Unemployment Insurance Division in the Department of Workforce Development. Amy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you and good morning.
Good morning. And Caleb Frostman is here, Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. Secretary Frostman, welcome back to you.
Good morning, Kate. Thanks for having me back.
Well, Secretary, let's start with you. We saw the governor yesterday announce changes to the unemployment benefit process to help people who have their work reduced due to the coronavirus. What do these changes mean, especially for your division?
So we're working really hard. We have an awesome team here, Amy included, to make sure that Wisconsinites are being taken care of. But these changes in these extraordinary times are appropriate measures to make sure that we can address COVID-19, both from a public health perspective and from an economic standpoint. So the proposals put forward yesterday by emergency rule remove the work search requirement for folks under unemployment insurance, as well as changing the definition of being available for work, that if folks are laid off due to the COVID-19 public health emergency, that they would be considered available for work. And then the governor is working, as mentioned in the transition there, with the legislature to repeal the one-week waiting period to help folks affected by this public health pandemic receive public unemployment insurance benefits sooner than if they would under the one-week wait that is currently state law.
Explain just briefly here what the work search requirement is and what is being waived here.
Sure. So anytime someone is eligible for unemployment insurance, and Amy, feel free to jump in if I mess this up, but anytime someone is eligible for unemployment insurance, they have to be completing at least 4 work searches per week. And the emergency order put forward yesterday, which aligns with the in public health emergency put forward by DHS and the governor, waives that work search requirement, which would relieve the burden of folks that are, you know, going to be expecting to return to work at the conclusion of this pandemic, and also relieves the burden on employers who would likely be fielding, you know, folks that were filing many, many work searches per week that, you know, would likely return back to the normal job when this pandemic is over.
Amy, what are you seeing right now in your division? Are you keeping up with inquiries? What is it like right now?
It's pretty hectic right now. We're taking a lot of calls, and we are urging people to go to our website, dwd.wisconsin.gov. Many people, actually about 98%, are filing their initial claims online, which is great, so that we can answer those phone calls when they come in.
And so, you know, are you seeing an uptick then, and will you be able to keep up with the demand with your current staffing that you have?
We are absolutely seeing an uptick, and we're doing everything we can with our staff. We also have additional staff trained that hop on the phones when we need them. They have also been working. So we will do everything that we can to answer and help all the citizens of Wisconsin that are calling UI. And it may involve hiring more staff or bringing more staff in from throughout the department.
Amy, explain for us how unemployment compensation works. What is it?
Sure. Well, unemployment is actually a federal state program. So it provides benefits to eligible workers who are unemployed through no fault of their own. That's determined under state law, and they must meet eligibility requirements. So it is an insurance program. It's based on whether or not somebody has worked. So you have to have qualifying wages in order to be eligible. Self-employed folks, for example, would not be eligible for unemployment.
We're talking with Amy Banicki, Deputy Administrator of the Unemployment Insurance Division. Caleb Frostman here as well, Secretary of the State Department of Workforce Development. Taking your questions, have your hours been cut, or is your employer saying that you're going to be laid off soon due to the COVID-19 outbreak? Are you currently receiving unemployment benefits? What questions do you have? We're at 800-642-1234. You can email ideas at WPR.org. Secretary Frostman, what are the, for someone who is a gig economy worker or in a non-traditional job environment, independent contractors and freelancers, what is the state doing for these people right now?
So we've got a cross-departmental task force, a loose task force going forward. A lot of folks coming together across agencies to try to help those small businesses and help those entrepreneurs that are going to be affected by this, whether that's through a grant program or loan programs. But there's discussions happening at a very high level to make sure that our Main Street businesses and our entrepreneurs that may not qualify for unemployment insurance and programs like that have the assistance they need to not only pay their bills this week, but also next week and the week after that. So folks are thinking big picture, and there's a lot of momentum behind trying to find a way to help Main Street as well as entrepreneurs throughout the state.
We've looked, seen the federal government moving, President Trump saying, trying to get money into the mailboxes of people impacted. What is the timeline that you're seeing in state government to help people affected who don't fall under the guidelines of unemployment compensation as it exists right now?
Yeah, the timeline is as fast as possible. We're working, a lot of folks in state government are working around the clock. The 24-hour emergency command center, which is focusing, of course, on the public health aspect of this, but also on the economic ramifications of COVID-19. So folks are moving as fast as humanly possible to make sure that, not only are Wisconsin families going to be economically stabilized through this, but also our state's economy, that folks are able to pay their bills and to put food on their table, that we also keep the flow of currency going for our Wisconsin businesses.
Let's take John now in Eau Claire, who's joining us. Hi, John. What is your situation like?
Well, right now, I've had my own business for over 20 years.
Oh, I'm sorry. John just dropped. He is self-employed. He's had his own business for over 20 years, and he says he can't work and he doesn't know what to do right now because he doesn't fall under those specific guidelines. Amy, what would you tell John in this situation?
First of all, I really empathize with what he's going through, but what he could potentially do is contact his county government. The county government usually has some programs that can help out folks when they don't qualify for unemployment, so that might be a good resource for him.
And for those who have never filed for unemployment benefits before, where do they start? Where should they begin this process?
They should go to dwd.wisconsin.gov and click on the link for unemployment. We have all kinds of frequently asked question documents out there. We have everything to explain how to file, and then you click a button and you just apply. I encourage anybody who is questioning whether or not they're eligible for unemployment to file a claim. That's the easiest way to find out.
With the restrictions that have been eased since yesterday, Governor Evers' announcement, do you think that it will be easier to get benefits to the people who need it most, Amy?
Yes, I do think that.
How long does it usually take for benefits to kick in?
Well, applying for benefits is a two-step part, so you first have to file your initial claim, and then you get paid based off of weekly claims. So you have to wait until the week is over and then file a weekly claim, and you have to do this every week to make sure that you're eligible each week. So if there are no eligibility issues on the claim, meaning somebody is filing and they have no other issues, we don't pay checks anymore, but payment will go out within 1 to 2 days.
We have Amy Banicki here, Deputy Administrator of the Unemployment Insurance Division in the Department of Workforce Development. We also have Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman here answering your questions on the unemployment situation, 800-642-1234. Back in a moment here on the Ideas Network. If you're just joining us, we're talking about unemployment insurance on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Unemployment insurance covers a calculated percentage of wages for up to 26 weeks. Benefits are typically about 50% of the average weekly wage of an applicant up to the maximum rate. And last year, the Evers administration attempted to give state unemployment benefits a bump. Right now, that maximum rate an employee can receive after losing a job is $370 a week. What do you want to know about applying for these benefits? Join in 800-642-1234. We have Workforce Development Secretary Caleb Frostman here and Amy Banicki, Deputy Administrator of the Unemployment Insurance Division in the Department of Workforce Development. They both stay with us. Let's take another call now. Tim is here from Madison. Hi, Tim. Oh, and we lost Tim as well. Tim is a seasonal worker in construction and has to go through a waiting period to get unemployment. What does this 1 month unemployment waiting period, I think that is his question, look like? Amy, can you address that?
We don't have a 1 month waiting period. We have a 1 week waiting period.
Okay.
So when you initially file your claim, the waiting week is the first week of the claim in which you are eligible. And that is what the governor is trying to get that law changed so that we can waive that waiting week.
What is, Amy, the WorkShare program? How does that work, and can people use it right now?
Actually, the WorkShare program is designed to help employers retain employees during slow business periods by reducing employees' hours and then allowing those affected employees to file for partial unemployment insurance benefits. So an employer has to apply for that program. So an employee can't. The good thing about the WorkShare, if the employer chooses to do it, is that UI, of course, will pay to replace a portion of their reduced pay, but also it's a requirement that those employers keep providing benefits to those participating workers. So we are encouraging employers who can keep some employees working to contact us and get a WorkShare plan in place.
Secretary Frostman, is the WorkShare program something that you see as a key to keeping Wisconsin's economy going at this point?
Absolutely. I think this is a really smart play for a lot of employers. If they can reduce hours versus lay folks off, and it allows for more employees to stay on the job and those employees to retain their benefits and have their pay be supplemented by unemployment insurance, it's a really smart move for employers. And every conversation we have with our stakeholder groups and private employers includes, trumpeting the benefits of using WorkShare.
Amy, can all the steps to filing unemployment, an application for unemployment benefits, can everything be done online at this point?
Yes. Filing the initial claim is done online. We have about 98% of our claimants doing that right now.
And, a lot needs to happen. A lot of verification needs to happen. How well is your staff equipped to do that remotely? How much of your division is remote right now?
Right now, we only have about 100 staff that are working remotely. All of our operations staff, which are the folks that take the claims and also deal with eligibility issues, they are still in the office and working very hard to make sure that people can get their benefits.
Do you anticipate that changing at all as we see the number of gathering, the number of people to gather keeps getting reduced?
We are hoping to have some of our staff go work remotely. We're working on some technology right now, but hopefully within the next week or two, they will be working remotely, and that should not slow down anything. They'll have the same access that they do currently in the office, and the same phone lines will be open.
Let's take another call now. Charles in Rice Lake has a question. Hi, Charles.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Say, my question is, if I am planning to lay off, partially lay off people, we're having a slowdown in business kind of because of a government mandate, but I don't necessarily need to lay everybody off. Can the people that are going to be partially laid off apply ahead of time for unemployment benefits, or do they have to wait till they're actually laid off, or partially laid off, I should say?
Are you taking part of the WorkShare program by chance?
Well, that's the second part of my question is I was kind of on the phone on hold during the course of that WorkShare discussion, and I missed a part of it. So could you review that? I know you just went over it, but
John, that's for people, for employers who are reducing some of their employees' hours and do want them to be eligible for partial unemployment. So I think it may be the program for you. If you go to our website, again, dwd.wisconsin.gov,
great.
We have a fact sheet out there on WorkShare and some phone numbers that you can call to talk about eligibility for it.
Okay, that sounds great. And if they do get completely laid off, if I know I'm going to lay somebody off completely, can they apply ahead of time knowing that, let's say, March 25th is going to be their layoff date, or did they wait until they're actually laid off?
They should call in that week.
Okay.
It can be earlier in that week, but they should call in that week.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
All right, Charles, thank you. Let's take another question. Mike in Madison. Mike, hi.
Hi. So my question is, let's start by saying my employer's been golden through this, and he is paying his employees that are being sent home, so they don't have to file unemployment, but those are ones that are being sent home. Now, I this morning have a couple sniffles, and if I call in and am not forced to go home, I won't get paid. So do I qualify for unemployment even though it will be a self-quarantine at this point for the next – I send an employee home until at least April 6th if things get better. So do I qualify for unemployment having not been forcibly removed from the company?
Amy, do you want to field that again?
Sure, sure. I would encourage you to go ahead and file a claim with what the governor is doing with his order. Yes, most likely, as long as you have other qualifying, you would most likely be eligible.
Mike, thank you for that question. Bill in Manitowoc next. Hi, Bill.
How you doing? Great show. My nephew got laid off about 2 or 3 weeks ago and for some reason hasn't filed unemployment. Is there a time limit between the time you get laid off and the time you file? And I'll hang up the list, and thanks.
Yeah, no, there is not a time limit. Our qualifying, we have to look at certain calendar quarters, so it's always best to file as soon as you get laid off. But if it's been a couple of weeks, no problem. Have them apply online.
Bill, thanks for that question. Secretary Frostman, you know, the current maximum someone can receive is $370 per week. Do you find that problematic? Is that sustainable for families right now?
You know, we do find it problematic, and that's why we brought forward a requested increase in last year's budget. And my math could be wrong, but I believe we haven't increased that since, I believe, 2014. But if you look at our neighboring states, Minnesota, for example, their maximum weekly benefit is almost double that. I think it's like $670. And so, you know, the idea of unemployment insurance is helping folks stabilize economically for themselves, and then also continue to, you know, stimulate their local economies, buying groceries, paying rent, making car payments. And so, you know, for the average Wisconsinite, assuming they get the max, you know, $370 a week is pretty minimal. And so we've continued to push for an increase in that. That was not part of this particular package. We just like to get benefits out to folks faster with fewer headaches at this point. But that $370 is near the smallest among our neighbors and pretty problematic for most Wisconsin families.
Amy Banahy, what happens after 26 weeks of benefits and someone is not back to work? The COVID-19 crisis is not over. What happens then?
Our state program is only 26 weeks, but the federal government can enact emergency or extended benefits, and they are talking about putting that in place at least through the end of the year. But we would have to wait for that because they would then give us some funding, too. But we cannot extend it past 26 weeks at this point.
Secretary Frostman, there is a lot on your plate right now. What are you focused on today, this week, in terms of the COVID-19 crisis? What are your fellow secretaries working on?
Oh, that's a great question. Last night at a moment on a we do at least a daily conference call, and I'm just really proud to be part of this team. We've got incredible folks, like I said, literally working around the clock to make sure we're doing everything we can. I think first and foremost, from a public health perspective and being on the front edge of, you know, making sure we're making the right call for public safety, but also thinking big picture, making sure we're taking care of our staff. The state employees, I think about tens of thousands of people. I think it's about 30,000 folks, and so making sure we're being smart about taking care of our folks, encouraging them to take care of themselves. you know, something as small as making sure you, you know, go for a lap around the building, get some fresh air, but taking care of our people, making decisions in the best interest of public safety and public health, and then, of course, thinking, you know, the economic ramifications, how we can most be helpful to businesses, big and small, entrepreneurs, Wisconsin working families. And so I've been really, really just pleased and heartened by the governor's leadership on this and the team we have in place to do really good work for folks.
Well, Secretary Frostman, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us. We really appreciate it.
And Amy Banicki, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Amy Banicki is Deputy Administrator of the Unemployment Insurance Division in the Department of Workforce Development, and Caleb Frostman is Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. Coming up, we talk with a behavioral scientist about how we consumers are responding to COVID-19. Have you seen empty shelves of toilet paper or hand sanitizer at your supermarket? Have you been stocking up yourself? Call us with your stories, your questions, 800-642-1234. We'll look at the supply chain and the stockpiling due to COVID-19 right after this news update. Stay with us on the Ideas Network.